Okay, correct.
So do you want to talk about, we can talk about what we think is still open and that we all need to think about. And then we can...
Well, that is on the ones that we still haven't touched on.
So we have a question.
Yeah,
on some of the, there's just a couple of smaller issues that we wanted to discuss quickly. The first was the concept of the public guard, the 1%. In our budget, we assumed certain carve-outs in terms of the 1% on the overall development cost. We had carve-out from that. And so we don't know in terms of, you know, we thought that that was fair to assume those carve-outs. And I don't know how much you reviewed that or not, and whether or not that assumption still applies.
I didn't catch it, if you did. It sits in the RFP, the total development budget.
There was some footmaps that carved out.
There
was some footmaps that in the budget when it laid out everything that talked about the carve out.
I think it's a big one, section 3.
Yeah.
That is in section 3.1.
I'm just looking for it.
Okay, it's in here. The budget carved out a cost of land, the consulting fee, the three fee, soft cuts, contingency, and marketing. And the budget is also intended to not only pay the artists for their work, but for the cost of integrating it into the project. So we just thought that it would be beneficial for everybody to be on the same page.
We'll have to go back and look at the detail of that. Some of those things would be carved out and some of them would not. And I just don't recall, but we can get a quick beat on that, though, Holly.
Okay.
I'll let you know about tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's just one of those.
And that's section 3.1 of the proposal.
Yeah, and if you look behind the actual performance help to the notes on page 4, is where the notes start.
Where is her cost of land?
Well, the land
cost of land would be the ground lease.
Prepaid ground lease.
All right, what would
you do? Prepaid ground lease. Event.
So it's on page 4 of that part of it, so.
Is number 11 art and public street services? Page 4?
Yes.
You know, it's number 11?
Yes.
Okay, and then with respect to the, construction contracts, you've asked that we have a guaranteed maximum price contract.
Actually, I think you were reflecting what it said in our proposal, that we assumed we would do a GMP max contract, but there may be reasons that we don't do a GMP max contract. So I don't know if that's something that you would want to tie us to.
Is that something that was...
Say that again.
We anticipated an The there's different ways to do contracts, and actually at this point we think we are anticipating there's a possibility we may not do a guaranteed maximum price, but do it, what's the other type of structure called? With the construction contract?
It's an AIA, I forgot what it's called, but it acts as that, it provides more protection for the client as opposed to the developer.
Actually, what happens is you work with your contractor to work through the, all the numbers, mm-hmm. make sure you're getting the best price, and then you give your contractor a fee. And I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Is it cost plus?
It's cost plus. Construction manager at risk?
Yes, but it's on an AIA form. And it's form number, I forget. But that is what it is.
Contract manager risk?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. When you ask for a GMAC contract, they're going to pad it like crazy so that they're covered. And, you know, they say they'll split the cost with you.
But they won't.
I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never seen a check
for
that.
But
if you think it's tricky and if you think your drawings aren't where they need to be and blah, 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 GMACs are the way to go. So, yes, we might keep that open as an option, but we don't want to say specifically that's what we have to have or we're in default of this contract or our agreement with you. Because with enough time, we may want to go to another format that provides some protection but doesn't allow the float in there for them.
This is certainly a risk issue, and we're looking at risk from the town. We understand what you're saying, and a lot of times the GMACs aren't done until you've actually gone for maybe 2 months or 3 months or 7 months of construction, particularly once you've gotten all the subsurface stuff done, so it's all vertical, then the risk drops dramatically.
And they sometimes will carve that out. So yeah. We'll do a GMAC once we go vertical, but we're not doing that in the ground.
But what we want to do, because we're looking at it only on the basis of we want to make sure that the project gets built and the money's there. So one of the ways around that is, if you went the way you're talking about, is your equity is computed, and let's say your equity is $10 million. We see that $10 million, and you start spending that, and you update your budget, and all of a sudden we see that the equity is $12 million, and you've got to put another $2 million of equity.
The construction lender will require that before you even get that, or the loan will be out of balance.
Right.
So,
we might be tougher than the construction ones on our part.
I would doubt it, but once you're into this, the construction lender's going to be, he's going to own it anyway.
But that's what we want. The objective is to make sure it's done.
To make sure that the funds are there one way or the other.
So you're not necessarily tied to this exact concept as long as we can address the concern.
Right. So long as it's adequately addressed.
Okay.
And we did pull that out of your...
I know, and when we realized, but when it became a requirement, we thought that that's what we would use, but we weren't sure we wanted to say that we actually had to use that, because we don't want to also tie our hands. And then the last question we had is on the bond, which we're certainly going to do a bond, but there are certain things that we don't traditionally bond or difficult to bond, like appliances and those types of things, so we wanted to talk about possible carve-outs on the bond requirement.
On the construction bond, on the performance in construction bond.
Right.
I'm sure Skanska's rate is very high. I'm sure their bond capacity is huge. But there are owner items that we will pay for, pool furniture, appliances, exercising equipment.
You just want to save money on the bond. Right?
Yes. Why are we going to bond something that I'll show you I have the money? So then we'll make sure I have the money to tell you that
I'm going to have the money. We see that money. We don't need to bond those items.
Okay.
So that's appliances and furnishings.
Well, and the
things.
Some of the
options. We need to come up with a laundry list we can.
The terminology is FF&E.
There you go.
Furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
Part of what I'm trying to do is make sure we all understand what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Because these terms differ.
Okay.
Your costume means something entirely different than it does.
Since you're a criminal. Sorry, because I'm your costume. We thought it might be beneficial to just touch on a list of the open issues and where are we on our schedule. Am I? We doing okay?
Yeah. 30 more today?
Yeah.
Oh, we're good. Let's go.
Okay, and please, if we're leaving some off, please let us know. We just thought it would be a great idea to sort of summarize where we are. And even let's take an order. The workforce, as far as the threshold requirements of the project, we see in the memorandum of understanding that you've got drafted the 20%, and we have the 17.5% in the proposal. I don't know that we specifically talked about it, but we probably need to talk about how are we going to define affordable.
At the end of the trust.
So Orange County.
You'll see it now.
Okay.
80% of the median for one bit of definition and put it into the
scale, depending on
the number. One person household, two persons.
Yeah,
one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom.
So we'll use the Orange County community housing.
Whatever makes them happy.
Yeah. Okay. Ivy and John are going to talk about some of the information that we looked at relative to the number of parking spaces that are needed, being either 50 or 35.
I need to do that analysis on
the wall effect. With respect to the fixed amount of investment, we certainly appreciate and understand the town's concern to have a set amount. Is that something that's required by law? No. I didn't know what that statute was that you quoted in accordance with Chapter 961, Session Laws of 1984.
That gives us authority to do this deal.
Thank you. So that's your enabling act. Okay. We probably need to figure out how we're going to determine that fixed amount, but I think we talked about the fact that it's going to be the cost of the parking spaces and the public space.
I look at the fixed amount as an abstract number.
You look at it as an abstract number. Do you have any formula or idea of how we arrive at that abstract number?
It's a zero-sum game.
It's a combination of numbers, and we just need to sit down and work it out.
Okay, so still an open issue because we don't know what that number is.
You don't have a budget.
And it could change based on the numbers generated in the next 30 days, 60 days.
Our objective is very simple, though, and that is if we have to pay any money, we want to get it from you. That's the simplest way I'm going to say. We do not have any plan to use any town money at this point. We intend to use the proceeds of this work piled back into the project to make it work.
So basically, theoretically, the $1 million gap that's in the existing proposal, that's what you were saying before, it's John's charge to do whatever he can to figure that out.
Figure out a way to help us.
Or help us all bridge that gap.
Yes, and it really is all of us, because we don't expect you to do something that's not rational, obviously.
Right. But
we're flexible as to how to make it work.
Okay, but the question on the fixed amount really is, you're looking for a fixed amount by the time we find the developer's agreement versus our idea of a fixed amount is off in the future. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we still need to work
with.
But
give me a timing issue.
And a key point is what Glenn said, it's an abstract number. It can be $7 million as long as that's okay with y'all. It can be $13 million as long as that's okay with y'all. By that I mean...
You can charge you for it and then figure out how to find you for it.
But that's not for us to understand that to the extent the town can assist us in applying for and obtaining grants.
Oh, we're happy to do that.
You will help us and assist us.
We will do anything that we can think of and anything that you can think of that would be reasonable to try and do that.
Okay.
We'll use our best efforts and best offices to help you any way that we can.
Or in obtaining low interest rate loans. Absolutely. Whatever it is that y'all can, by virtue of your status, in obtaining, you're willing to cooperate.
As long as it does not adversely affect some other interest, it has to have priority.
Okay. If, let me go one step further with that.
Yeah.
If, for example, we're reducing the amount of impervious surface on Lot 5 because we're going to have this beautiful green area, and there are some funds that are available, but the entity that gives you those funds wants some sort of security since they release it as soon as it's built, would you be willing to allow the public space unit to be to serve as collateral for those funds?
My familiarity with working on these things with our Parks and Recreation Department is that they require some type of an easement document. We've done that in exchange for getting some grant monies from state agencies and on some of our other properties. That's what we're talking about.
So y'all would be willing to cooperate with respect to that?
We've done that, yeah.
Okay. We do recognize that we've got some timing with respect to getting some good numbers, but okay, then the next one is, I think Glenn and I really need to, at least I need to get a better handle on the structure that's being proposed versus what I've had in my mind, and I think it would draw the rest of y'all to tears for me to have this discussion now, so we'll defer and Glenn, you and I can talk about that.
Just as general principle, I think we would want you and Glenn to solve as many problems as possible and bring us solutions so that we don't all have to sit here and spend an enormous amount of money.
Right. I think that's much more efficient. Yeah. I agree. Okay, then the...
Bill never screwed everything
up. The requested amount of time for the lease on the retail condominium, the 40 versus 99. We had asked that y'all consider increasing that to 99. We talked about the idea of having an option to extend the residential 99-year lease in, say, year 50. We ask y'all to reconsider your callback provision regarding participation in any upside to refinancing. Let's see. I think we've agreed that the homeowner insurance is already in place. The restricted covenants, I think that's one of our largest open issues. Other than with respect to the retail side.
Sales, the purchasers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cal, forgive me if I misunderstood, but with respect to the potential environmental liability or cleanup costs on lot 5, if we choose to do an additional test through phase 2 and we go ahead and get permission and pay for a phase 2,
mm-hmm.
will the town pay for cleanup, or how do we want to address?
That'd be something the council would decide.
Okay. So that's
at that time.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't see in the due diligence information title, but Glenn, you and I can talk about other due diligence items. Another.
I want to back up just a minute on the environmental. That also could raise issues about the access as well. And so there might be some cost issues there at some point. If a problem is created by the access that you gained when you made that second test that would not otherwise have come into existence, then we're going to want some help from Rand and Matador. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the problem wasn't created by us, though.
I have no idea.
We'll figure there may not be a problem.
All I'm saying is if a condition was created that otherwise would not have existed, we may be looking for some help in solving that.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So my point is going to be that if there is, we need to do this environmental study as quickly as possible because if the remediation cost is significant, that's going to be part of it.
Needs to be factored in.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. That's for us to take a look at immediately.
And I'm not being unfriendly about this. I'm just trying to be factual.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. No, we appreciate your standpoint. And you know, we don't have any problem with getting the rec permission and doing the test and paying for the test, and then we'll figure out how big the problem is and work on our solution.
Right.
Okay.
But for your sake as well as ours, we would rather know sooner than later whether the first pass or the second pass was the anomaly.
I don't have any problem at all. That's what we're going to step into the door for.
Another thing that we greatly appreciate is your willingness to have JB and Jean work with us on identifying some of our issues in our budget that maybe we've not recognized and identified.
And I'd like to recommend that we do that quickly too, because that's going to, that could generate.
I'll go to dinner today. And unless we can get it done in an hour and a half tomorrow, I'll just come back for dinner next week. But I want the architect and I want the we'll get done quickly, Joe.
Right. Okay.
We are still exploring. Still trying to investigate and get our arms around the idea and the numbers that relate to having the parking go underneath Church Street. I think we need to address the public space programming. We need to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I will propose. We've talked about the clarification with respect to the budget for the art, and Cal, you're going to get back to us this week.
I should be able to get it by tomorrow.
Okay, I'm giving you a little flexibility.
That's all right. Don't give me any, I'll take it.
Tomorrow.
8 a.m.
Sean, did you have something?
Well, I can understand the contingency being an item that you could take out. The street fee, I'm not sure I buy it because that was part of the total development budget. The marketing, I guess it depends on the number. The cost of land.
What we're going to do, John, is we're going to apply the same principles that we apply on our ordinance or in projects. And so it's not something that will be negotiated on the basis that you're thinking that it will be determined by applying that ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, and then we've asked y'all to consider not requiring any additional deposit since we've already expended a great deal of funds out of pocket to date. And
to leave it some evidence of that at some point would be timely, just.
Carolina in every single category, not just by name, so we can give them a credit card.
I'm getting at that. You understand.
Yes, we can do that. I'm happy to do that. I will put that on my list.
You look at that as a luxury. That does not extend.
So you're willing to make a question.
Okay.
My neighbors don't know me by name yet. Of course.
As a function of just reality, we still have to figure out what our date for our milestone. Let's see.
We talked about whether or not we need to have the show, but there's flexibility depending upon how you structure things with how.
With respect to our equity investment. Because a lot of our equity will be extended.
Probably expended
on the front end.
Right. Simon, you asked for that money to be put in escrow or equity. Most of that will be spent. By the time the construction loan opens, we'll pay an architect, an engineer, brochures. I'm not anticipating there being a whole lot of cash left that we haven't spent by the time we open the construction loan.
So long as the construction loan is happening, I'm happy.
We talked about the...
Can I pause?
Uh-huh.
Can you summarize what y'all just said in a sentence in English that I could understand? That I could try to understand? I know you know that.
We were going to have them deposit their equity in escrow before we committed any of our dollars. And what they're saying, when it comes time to commit our dollars, that means they pay us the money for the land and we in turn put it in escrow. They will have probably already spent their equity in terms of architectural fees and testing and legal fees and legal fees and legal fees. So that the lender would be satisfied that their money, which that's going first with that stamp.
Okay.
The lender won't put their money
in. So they're going to approve their stamp.
Yes. Yeah. And the person would have to satisfy me one thing, satisfying the lender may be more difficult.
Yeah, okay.
That's just to give us flexibility so we don't have to come out of pocket to put it in an escrow to reimburse ourselves the money we've already paid
for. Right,
not
a necessary transaction.
Thank
yeah.
we've talked about carve-outs for the bonding requirements and flexibility regarding the guaranteed maximum price. And we've talked about trying to quantify the LEED certification characteristics that we are trying to achieve so that we are a certified LEED building, but since there are no standards established for sober LEED status, for mixed use, to articulate it by virtue of saying we'll be sober LEED status and show that we've met those qualifications as to the commercial piece and that we've met the triangle J building standards for the residential.
Mm-hmm.
What have I missed?
Whether we still have an issue on ownership of public spaces, whether we have an issue on ownership of the parking.
Yeah, that's really what we are going to talk about structure.
Okay. There is no option to purchase for fees. Otherwise, you can do that everything on our list that you do.
Okay.
We called another.
Yeah,
which was just it, restricting sales to
tax exempt entities.
And supposedly okay. No, it wouldn't really be okay, but they had to at least pay property tax on this property.
That has become a huge issue in.
Oh, like to a church or.
Originally, the university decides that they'll buy a couple of suites and give them to the university, and they'll get to use them for the rest of their lives, and their family will, but it'll be a sweet deal for the university. They'll end up owning
it. Have you guys been to the
All of them now are starting on any kind of economic grant that's got anything to do with anything, so you cannot sell, give, whatever, provide to a nonprofit entity or to an entity that's entitled to reduce taxation because they saw that they reduced taxation of a nonprofit.
Right.
Okay.
Otherwise it just screws up our tax revenues.
Right, right.
So would that wind up as a stipulation in the special use plan?
It will. We'll have something somewhere in the special use plan. Yeah. So if something happens to the agreement, the special use permit condition will still be there.
Okay. And then,
one of our objectives, by the way, will be to not surprise you with any stipulation in the special use permit.
We would like that.
Thank you.
We want all these things to be worked out mutually and no surprises.
Okay. And we're assuming that we're really going to go back through this and obviously focus if we have a chance to do that beforehand. So there may be other things, but I think that we've raised all the big issues at this point.
Those are ones we have.
Okay.
Yeah, and John mentioned this, we're all out of order, but we didn't get to see any earlier because we just didn't have anything.
No, we know that. We know that Chris and I were talking about how today was actually going to happen because neither one of us really had a lot of prep time. So we prepared anyway. You know, obviously that's what we covered. And we just wanted to say out loud that there may still be things in here. My guess is they're smaller in nature, though.
There's probably more just clarification. Not sure we're still on the same page.
I'm looking at my notes. Well, one thing that I'm concerned about is this figure you threw out for parking. You've got to convince me that 32 agents are right.
I will. I'll convince you, but I figured at the very least we'd go over it. If my thinking is wrong, Holly and I went through on Friday and we thought we could do the math and start. We had to be doing something wrong, so I thought that you and I could go over that.
Okay.
One way or the other, I guess it doesn't really matter. It's just making sure that we're accurate. There's also something else, just as FYI, in the wall of parking deck, your website shows there's 309 spaces versus 320. So I'm not sure if we really actually should go out and count all of those spaces.
There are spaces behind the post office that...
is part of that 320?
Yeah, it's part of the 320, I think.
Okay, so if we're going to disrupt any of those spaces, that has to be considered.
Yes.
Okay.
Part of the 320 or part of the 390?
309. Well, we were trying to verify that we were doing our numbers correctly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We had to determine that right. The numbers we were looking at and working with were correct. And one of those was 321 as being the number of spaces in the wall effect.
I think and that counts the spaces behind the post office.
Okay. So on my little to-do list, because I'm the pragmatic side of this, we're going to look at lot two with and without a transfer desk. Right?
We're back to lot two. Okay.
Yeah. I am going to meet with J.B. Culpepper and find out what recreational impact fees and anything else that we don't have in our pro forma. I'm going to make sure that whatever we propose on the Wallace deck somehow is in compliance with the historical district. We're going to continue to look at I'm going to order the improvements, the utilities that are in Rosemary to affect the Wallace deck, and taking the 6 feet of right-of-way, bumping that out. Because you said you didn't order that.
No, sorry, not the utilities, but there's your number.
Right, so I'm going to order the utilities just to make sure that works, okay? We're going to look at, we're going to get a number to do a second, whatever the next step is on lot five that pertains to the environmental. Okay, I'm just going to get a proposal on that for now. And there was one other thing.
In addition to utilities on Rosemary and the effect wall stuff, was somebody going to be looking at traffic and unloading?
Should I do that now or later? If it relates to narrowing, if we're going to do this, do I have to do this traffic thing now?
Well, the unloading...
You're going to need to satisfy yourself that whatever it is you're going to propose to do is workable.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to be satisfied that when we do a street closing that we need the standards to justify narrowing the street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that
going to
need that before we have a design that comes 6 feet, you know?
But if you have a design, first of all, you haven't shown the council anything or committee anything, so you don't know whether what you're going to show is going to be acceptable. So I'm not sure I'd spend $10,000 on traffic engineering studies to figure out whether or not a design that hasn't been seen by anybody is going to work.
I agree.
But if I'm Sam, I don't want to spend any more money on design until I hear what the criteria is.
Well, it looks like it's actually first of all, that's
what are you talking about,
The justification to narrow the street, I'm just talking about the standards from which we can cross.
Okay, so how can we get back and get our own conclusion about that? That's actually the only thing that needs to be done at this point in your standpoint.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
In Rosemary, the town street?
Yes, yeah. What I was talking about is the more practical part of the work for the development and allow the street to function the way it's supposed to. Will we be able to accommodate the turn movements in and out of the alleyway and then the parking deck? By the time you pay a traffic engineer for that, you're at least at $5,000 and $5,000 to $10,000.
Right. Dave keeps us close enough that let's show you what we have, and then if you like it, we can take that next step. Dave keeps us on that. 2 weeks from now, so
right.
It's not like 2 months from now.
Right.
Okay. But the general feeling is you want to see that Wallace deck come down and connect to Rosemary with flood doors.
I think that's a very desirable feature of the deck.
Okay. Oh, and then just to confirm for the 18th,
We'll
be here in the morning, but at 5:30 that night, we're going to have hand-drawn sketches of architectural style vignettes for
vignette perspective, using lack of different technical terms, to show you for lot 5 and site plan with 2 variations for the Wallace deck. And that meets the criteria.
And possibly from lot 5 streets that we've discussed, maybe far enough along.
But that means what we said we can do and what your expectation level is and what you'll see that day.
Right.
And we'll do it in a PowerPoint format so everybody can see it.
Okay, so let's go over it. I want to make sure we're communicating. What's the agenda for the 18th besides the PowerPoint? Is there a meeting here?
Holly and Glenn are going to work. Ivy and John are going to work. You're going to narrow down the list of issues. And we're going to focus, we'll get a report on the narrowed down, we'll focus on the remaining issues.
We're going to try to submit the proposal.
And then we're going to meet with another negotiation or work session on the 18th?
Yes.
At what time? At 8:30?
Yeah,
I thought it was a Thursday.
It is a Thursday. It's a 16th of
Thursday. And then I will be calling the council. I'm just making sure about the timing of that day. It would be 5:30 for the council discussion and 7:30.
Actually, aren't we just going to request that they be here at 5:30?
It's not a problem with this. Carol's, yeah.
Okay. Nothing for now, let's get yourself coffee at Starbucks. Now, if they told you 10 years ago, you would gladly stand in line and wait and pay $4 for a cup of coffee, and that it would be the hottest instant flesh bread you would have all said you're not.
Yes.
You could tell them about cups of coffee open a national chain.
International.
How about that?
$14 in Miami Beach. $14 for a bottle of water.
Wow. Good Lord.
What? It's twice the size of that little one right there.
My favorite concept is the one the hotels do when they put the water out, and I said, please enjoy this water. $10 a bottle.
Right.
Something like that.
That's
true.
So,
good.
It was a good session. I really appreciated the thoroughness of the discussion and the willingness to explore ideas, and that it was extremely useful as it was. And I really do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bodes well for us all, I think.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Any coaching on media? Is that you going to propose?
What I said to the media yesterday was that we're conducting these discussions in the effort to find a way to agreement on a very complex economic development project. And because of the nature of it and the interest at stake, it's just required that we do it in a closed session, that no actions will be taken by the council except an open session with full opportunity for everybody to know exactly what's on the table. And no, we don't expect to be making any interim report.
And we're going to, if that comes up with us, which we do get called, we're just going to defer to you.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Right,
if somebody says how is it going, we'll say we think it's going great.
Yeah.
If progress, then we're...
Right.
One last thing, I forgot to mention. If you want to distribute this, there's a group called Project for Public Spaces. Anywhere in New York?
Not.
You may want to take a look at this. It's an interesting group that designs, focuses only on design and program management of public spaces. We were talking about the design and different types of spaces within this open space and who operates it and programming events, and I just thought these guys came to mind, and I mean, yesterday. And
great.
This is all they do for a living, and so maybe we bring them in and revise it for $5,000. I don't know.
Getting the infrastructure in place.
Yeah. Oh, this is Holly White's. Okay.
I just copied a couple of pages off the website. There's a whole lot more on there.
Right.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a flavor and see where to go.
You guys just got a great presentation, and
great.
You just came along.
Great.
Good session.
Thank you. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm not really.